Be with us, Lord Jesus. Amen. When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. With great joy. When we have departures and separations, there's usually sadness, tears, longing. We're going to miss the person. There usually is not great joy. But they returned to Jerusalem with great joy when Jesus left them. Jesus is not visibly with us either. How can we experience the same great joy that his disciples had at Jesus' departure? Well, if we have the same confidence that they had. They believed what Jesus had told them. I am with you always to the very end of the age. They knew that though he had departed from them visibly and ascended to the right hand of the Father, nevertheless, he was still with him. He had told them that in his farewell address in John chapter 14. He said, I will come to you. He had told them that the Spirit would come to them. He had told them that he and the Father would come and dwell with them. We are not alone. We are not orphans left here on earth. Jesus himself and his Father and the Holy Spirit are here with us right now, and they dwell in our hearts. We are right now living and reigning with the Triune God. It may not look like it, but that is the truth. And that makes us happy. It gives us the ability to be joyful in sorrow, content in want, at peace in trouble, and hopeful in despair. What else did they believe that Jesus had told them? He had told them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. When we believe that, just as they did, then we too have great joy right now here on earth. Even though our bodies deteriorate, even though we have loss, we have pain, we have suffering, it makes no difference. Because we know that Jesus is in charge of everything in our interest, as we're reminded in Ephesians chapter 1, that God placed all things under his feet, that he is in control of everything, he has authority of everything Jesus does right now in the interest of his church. Well, there's a reason to be happy. Jesus is in charge even when I'm in pain. Jesus is in charge even when I am suffering. And he makes all things work for the good of those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. There's a reason to be happy. And finally, they believed what Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. To sit with him on his throne in heaven. This is his promise to us. He will return in glory, just as they saw him depart, the angels reminded them. And when we believe this too, then We are joyful with those disciples because our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's rejoice in singing hymn 218.